Kartik puts his hands to my side. The magic flares to life, and we are both bright with light, dark with shadow. His strength flows into me till the Winterland's magic mixes with the temple magic, and for one brief moment we are a perfect union. I can feel him inside me inside him. I can hear his thoughts. I know what is in his heart, what he means to do. No, I say. I try to break away, but he holds fast to me.
Yes, it's the only way.
I won't let you! Kartik pulls me closer.
The debt must be paid, and you are needed in the world. I've waited my whole life to feel a sense of purpose, to know my place. I feel it now.
I shake my head. Tears burn my cold cheeks. Don't! He smiles sadly.
Now I know my destiny.
What is it?
This.
He draws me to him in a kiss. His lips are warm. He pulls me tighter in his embrace. The roots sigh and release their hold on my waist, and the wound in my side is healed. Kartik! I cry, kissing his cheeks. It's let me go!
That is good,
he says. He makes a small cry. His back arches, and every muscle in his body tightens.
Stay back!
Gorgon shouts, her eyes cool.
Blimey,
Bessie says in awe. The magic takes hold of Kartik, and now I see what he's done. He's let the tree claim him in exchange. Anne and Felicity reach out to me. Falson tries to hold me back, but I break away. It's too late to reverse the magic. The Winterlands have accepted Kartik's bargain. If I could go back, undo it, I say, sobbing.
There is never any turning back, Gemma. You have to go forward. Make the future yours,
Kartik says. He kisses me sweetly on the lips, and I return his kiss until the vines twine themselves round his throat and his lips go cold. The last sound I hear from him is my name spoken softly.
Gemma.
The tree accepts him. He is gone. Only his voice remains, echoing my name on the wind. The trackers point.
She still has the temple magic. We might have it yet.
I push them back with the force of my power. This is what you would fight for, kill for, what you would try to hoard or protect. No more, I say, my lips still warm with Kartik's kiss. The magic was meant to be shared. None of you will hold it. I will give the magic back to the land. I put my hands to the broken earth. I give this magic back to the realms and the Winterlands too, that it may be shared equally among the tribes. The trackers shriek and howl as if in pain. The souls they have captured push through me on their way to wherever it is we go from here. I feel their passage. It is rather like the swoop of a carnival ride. And when they have gone, there is no one to lead the others, the dead. They stare in wonder, no longer sure what has happened or what will be. The pale things that hide in the crevices and the cracks of the Winterlands crawl closer. The tree's warmth melts a small patch of ice at its base. Thin shoots of grass struggle up through the new earth. I touch them, and they are as soft as Kartik's fingers on my arm. Something in me breaks open. My face is slick with tears. So I do what I yearn to do. I sink into the burgeoning grass and cry.